The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
As I have walked in all these different places that I've seen the need, I have found people just like you who said, I tell you what, we're going to solve that problem. And it's not difficult. And you will find indescribable joy when you know you became the miracle people long for, the answer to their heart cry, the answer to their prayer. And it is going to mean more to you than you can imagine.
Next on Life Today.
Well, I want to welcome you to this very special program. My wife, Betty, and I'm James Robison. We count it an honor to be able to spend time with you. And the thing I'd like you to understand about the interaction that we have here is that with all of our heart, we want to be a blessing in your life. And one of the things we've discovered is that when you know that God wants to bless all of us, and that it gives Him great joy and gives us great joy when we allow Him to bless through us. Betty and I have been married for 54 years, and I was preaching for a year before we got married. Nobody thought I'd ever be able to preach because I was so shy, I wouldn't even make a talk in a classroom. And then God called me to preach, and it was really an instantaneous miracle that I just yielded to God, a shy boy. And He began to flow a river of let's say, love and compassion, but also boldness. And He gave me a supernatural gift to communicate that was just amazing. Mm-hmm. Nobody could believe it.
No.
And now then, Betty and I, Betty and I have, for all these years, more than 50 years, we've been sharing Christ and sharing His love all over the world. And one of the things that we've done that people just couldn't even imagine is that when I had spoken in Colosseums and stadiums, huge crowds for 25 years, then suddenly Betty and I, to the amazement of everyone, Billy Graham asked Franklin Graham, his son, to come down and see us. Back then, I was very close to Jerry Falwell and helping him buy the mountain where Liberty University is and build it. And we were just speaking, I was speaking in, 30, 35 citywide crusades a year. And all of a sudden, we disappear to the mission fields. And then the man standing up in front of these crowds sits down by his wife. And so Billy sent Frank and said, what are you doing? Why aren't you in the stadiums? And I looked at Frank and Graham. And I can remember it like yesterday. And Betty was with me. I said, Franklin, God called me to serve you and to serve missionaries, and to serve other ministers. I know He's got a message, and I'm going to deliver that message, but I'm going to deliver it as a servant, and I'm going to point to the greatness of God in others. And I'm going to show everybody how important they are as a part of the family of faith and the body of Christ to flow the love of God out. Well, Betty, we've been doing that now for more than 25 years. And we have been pointing people to the love of the perfect Father. And as a result of that, we've been able to share so many people that God has gifted to bless you. And we've been their encouragers and their friends. It means the world to them. It means the world to leaders. And to the people no one noticed. Well, Betty, we've been able to go and see the pain and misery that suffering brings. And one of the biggest problems is contaminated water sources. And we've seen them all over the world.
Absolutely. And what a blessing. You know, we always pray as children of God, God, send your showers of blessings. Well, I believe that's part of it as we are blessing to others. Because we always come away, James, on every mission trip we've come home from, we felt so honored and so blessed to be able to be among the people that are so needy and so desperate for life, physical life. But yet, if we're able to offer them and fill their need, which is water, you got to have water to live, then also we get blessed, and then God pours His blessings, His spiritual blessings, where we're able to lead these to the Lord eventually. But first of all, we got to meet their needs.
Well, we can't tell them about the love of God if we're not willing to show them the love of God? And you know, when we saw the needs in the, let's say, the suffering third world, and we saw not only hunger, but the need for clean water, well, Betty and I said to the missionaries, you know what, we'd be glad to move over here and just help you. And the missionaries said, please don't move over here. Please go back and help ask people to help us so we can stay here. Please do that. And don't leave us here without the ability to help. And Betty and I came back, and we started talking to people just like you. And you know what we found out? People said, I want to be a part of sharing love and making a difference where I know it makes a difference, and we're ready to be a part of it. Well, there's no greater need right now, physically, on this earth, than the need for clean water. Contaminated water sources are killing people literally by the thousands every month, and we can meet the need. As I have walked in all these different places that I've seen the need, I have found people just like you who said, I tell you what, we're going to solve that problem, and it's not difficult. I want you to watch and see the need, but know this. You can be the miracle solution, and you will find indescribable joy when you know you became the miracle people long for, the answer to their heart cry, the answer to their prayer. And it is going to mean more to you than you can imagine. Watch closely.
These worn paths provide routes for people and animals alike, so they can make their way to water sources. The problem with that is in most villages, families have to share the very same water source with the animals.
Animals drinking, and sad as feces, these ladies are here washing. And you can see by looking at the water that, you know, it's you wouldn't want to wash your clothes in it, but they do. But the problem is people drink this. And it's absolutely 100% contaminated. And it is killing people here in Africa.
It is hard to imagine the impact these polluted water sources have on a person until you take a look at the facts. The lack of safe water is one of the world's largest causes of illnesses. And even more tragic is the fact that these waterborne illnesses are one of the leading causes of death for children under the age of 5.
You know, Jesus says in the book of John, he who believes in me, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. When you help us bring clean water to these villages, you're really making a difference and bringing life to people who desperately need a sense of hope. Thank you so much for giving. Thank you for working together to bring the love of God to these people, just one cup of water at a time.
I tell you what, Betty, if our viewers could just understand the indescribable joy that you make possible and the life when you share. Betty, we've watched these people rejoice like it was the greatest thing that ever happened in their life. And in many ways, it is.
Well, we just saw them jumping up and down with joy. And I saw our missions directors doing the same thing because it just spreads all over around you, the joy unspeakable that comes when people see that there's life going to be here because of that fresh water, that water well that's going to sustain them and fill their needs, and their children are not going to get diseased from the water.
Well, you know, we have literally, but I'll just be honest with you, we've many times in an area, which we've seen places that it's very difficult to explain, the odor of death and disease, the pain and suffering. And we have been with missionaries where we would get on our face and we would listen to them weep. And many times, Betty and I would say to the missionaries who oftentimes would have small children with them, and they have moved right into the pit of death and destruction. It's like going into hell for a heavenly cause. And we'd say, thank you for doing this. And every time, Betty, without exception, those missionaries would say, it is a joy.
That's right.
It is a joy. We do not feel like, and they said it over and over, we do not feel like we're sacrificing. we feel like we've been sent here. And they said, here's the greatest need we have. We have a broken heart. We love these people. We see the need. And there's no greater need than for clean water. And it is accessible. See, in most of these places, the people dug a hole. They call them a borehole. And it'll not be very big. Maybe you can drop some kind of a container down. But within a matter of days and weeks, it's filthy and contaminated. You can't protect it. But they know the water's there. And if we can just drill a well, encase it, and give them some kind of a manual pump, they can't depend on electricity. Many of the places don't have any. And if they have it, it's intermittent. So we make it where a child can access the water. When you give them this miracle, there is no way to describe. You see, like you said, our missions director there is rejoicing. But when you see the joy, not only the people and the children, but when you see the gratitude on the part of the missionaries who left their comfort to come over here and be a comfort, and yet they can't do it unless we join them. In other words, the bottom line in the power of the gospel, the good news of Jesus, preaching is necessary. Tell them the truth. But how are they going to go and tell them? How are they going to share the truth if we don't send them? The bottom line in fulfilling the kingdom purpose of God on this earth, that we proclaim the good news, not just in word, but in deed, in action, that the most important aspect is not just the one saying it, but the ones who in prayer and with their support send them and make it possible. And the missionaries say, just enable us to do what needs to be done. And there's nothing more important than drilling water wells. I want you to listen to a young girl. I mean, listen closely. If you've ever heard anything in your life that I believe is going to bless you and move you to some of the most miraculous action, I believe you're going to move right now. Listen to this precious little girl.
I am 11. Trying to mapara and malo. Mapivala. Pangere leo. Mapara le tuk. Mapafat.
3 times a day, Vula goes down to this water source with her mom that is unbelievable. It is disgusting water filled with disease. You can't see 2 inches into this water. We watched cattle walking into this water, drinking it, defecating in it, people bathing down there, washing their laundry. And then right there at that same very area, Vula and all of these other people are scooping water out in the buckets, and we watched them drink it right there. And it's unbelievable the pollution that they're taking right into their bodies. And they know that it's bad, but they have no choice. Vula recently lost her 13-year-old sister to contaminated water. Vula knows very well what the symptoms are of waterborne diseases because she watched it happen with her sister. She was there at her deathbed, helping to take care of her to the very end. And unfortunately, what's happening is Vula is starting to show some of the same symptoms. And I can't imagine what it's like to have no choice but to continue to go back to that water 3 times a day, knowing that it took your sister, knowing that it is probably going to take your life too.
You know, I want to say that that young man you just listened to, Betty and I've known since he was born. He was the son of our incredible singer. Jeannie basically traveled with us singing and doing praise, and then she became a mission voice. And that's her son, Kyle. Well, Kyle, listen to me. You're an awesome husband, awesome father. You and Amy are a beautiful couple. But Kyle, the heart you've got for the suffering, listen to me. Listen to me, Kyle. I see the glory of God in you and the gifts God's put in you. To God be the glory. Kyle, thank you for telling us the truth. Thank you for seeing how precious that girl was. Well, please hear this. That little girl, Vula, she has a heart cry. We got the perfect answer. And Kyle is saying to all of us, let's be that perfect answer. Here's what I want you to do. Please, help us drill those wells. Would you make a gift? Now listen to what I'm saying. The average cost to drill a well and to change everything in a community, a village, $4,800. That's an entire well. Cased, manual pump that a child can work because they do not have reliable electricity in many places. So please, if you can give $1,200 or $2,400 or $4,800, do it. But here's what I know. Don't go somewhere else right now because you say, oh, I couldn't do that. There is no gift too small when it's given in love to bless someone that's crying out and say, would you be the miracle we need? $48 will give 10 people water the rest of their life. $48. $144 will give 30 people water the rest of their life. There's a level at which you can help. Would you go to the website right now? Because that's a miracle place right now. Would you dial that number? It's a 911 response where you say, help is on the way. Because right now, you could call that number and say, would you pray for me? You better believe it. But today, you could call and say, I want to be an answer to prayer. I want to be an answer to what that precious girl shared, to give them clean water. Would you please take your bank card, dial that number, or go to that website and say, here's a love gift. Please do it right now and become the miracle so desperately needed. You can be that miracle, that answer to prayer. Thank you.
Every day, children living in extreme poverty are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink polluted water filled with deadly disease, or perhaps die of thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most proven and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can't end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, you can help drill 400 water wells in remote villages in 15 nations. A gift of $48 will provide disease-free water for 10 people. $72 will provide for 15 people. And $144 will help provide clean water straight from the ground for 30 people. Please also consider an additional gift of $100 to help provide 3 families with water filtration kits in emergency areas where our drilling rigs are unable to reach. As our thank you, we'll send you the books Words of Jesus and Words of Healing. One contains only the words of Jesus, and the other scriptures for healing in your body, mind, and soul. With your $100 gift, you can receive both hardbound and softbound editions of these Scripture Promise books. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our beautiful hand-sculpted Determined Eagle bronze. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I am by a water source that is so typical of water sources all over the world. We know for a fact in this area, disease is killing entire families and many children. Why? From drinking contaminated water. And you know, it's one thing to say, oh, I'm sorry and weep over it. But you know, when we can be the answer to the need and the prayer, doesn't it seem sometimes just a little bit hypocritical if we could do something and we don't? Well, we can, but we need your help.
For nearly 20 years, the viewers of Life Today have partnered with missionaries all around the world to help save children's lives by providing clean drinking water. Mission Water for Life has drilled over 5,000 clean water wells with an assortment of rigs in different shapes and sizes to meet the needs of a particular area. Each new water well is capped with a simple pump that even a child can use. And in areas where a drilling rig can't get into, the Life Mission team is utilizing a new technology and providing thousands of water filter kits that families can use to decontaminate their water source. With this attitude of doing whatever it takes to save lives, Life Outreach and its partners have already provided clean water for over 5 million people. But we still have a big job to do. Around the world, hundreds of millions of people still don't have access to safe drinking water. And 800 children die every day from a preventable disease caused by contaminated water.
Jesus said, "Give a cup of water in my name, you won't lose your reward." I don't know what that reward will be for us. That's in God's hand. But I know what reward is in it for the people we give water to. The reward is a chance. It's hope. It's a future. The reward is life. You know, I think it's very important to understand that we're on the heart of God. You're on His heart. He loves you, cares about you. And as I said there, quoting Jesus, "You give a cup of water, you won't lose your reward." Betty, I think it's so important to understand that God wants you to know that He wants to bless you. And as He blesses you, He wants to bless through you. But wouldn't it be wonderful? And I really pray this because we have a tendency to be programmed by the spirit of the world with what's in it for me. What am I going to get out of it? And I know Jesus understands that when you give, and if you give a cup of water, you're not going to lose your reward. And we leave that in the hands of God. But wouldn't it be great if we could just all say, "Well, I understand that's true. I understand that. But you know what really matters to me? I want to meet their need. I want to meet their need because I love them." And I really believe that's what you're going to do right now. You know God's going to bless you. He already has. Now we want Him to bless through us. So let's give not only a cup of water, let's give a well of water. Let's join together to say, we're not just going to give a child or a couple of people. We're going to give a whole village. Because 800 children die every day. We're going to stop that cycle somewhere. I'm going to help drill a well in that area of need. Others will drill there. It's all of us coming together. So would you go online right now? Go to the website or dial that number. It's a lifeline right now, always a prayer line. And take your bank card. Please do this. I mean, I know you've looked. Tendency to be, let's go somewhere else. Let's change and look at something else. Wait a minute. No, let's be the miracle. Let's be the answer to prayer. Let's meet that need. Would you go online, dial the number, take that bank card, make the gift God put in your heart? We have some gifts to send you that I can promise you are going to be like spiritual water, like spiritual refreshing, to say thank you. And I'm believing with all my heart, you're going online or you're dialing the number and you're becoming someone's miracle. Thank you for doing it.
Every day, children living in extreme poverty are forced to make a dreadful choice: drink polluted water filled with deadly disease, or perhaps die of thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most proven and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can't end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, you can help drill 400 water wells in remote villages in 15 nations. A gift of $48 will provide disease-free water for 10 people. $72 will provide for 15 people. And $144 will help provide clean water straight from the ground for 30 people. Please also consider an additional gift of $100 to help provide 3 families with water filtration kits in emergency areas where our drilling rigs are unable to reach. As our thank you, we'll send you the books Words of Jesus and Words of Healing. One contains only the words of Jesus, and the other scriptures for healing in your body, mind, and soul. With your $100 gift, you can receive both hardbound and softbound editions of these Scripture Promise books. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our beautiful hand-sculpted Determined Eagle bronze. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
We're here in Burundi, Africa, up in the mountains where they cannot get drill rigs to come up here to drill wells. And this scenario happens around the world, not just here. And we've discovered that these people up here have pathetic water sources. This is water that mothers are bringing home to their children only to get worms, other waterborne diseases, cholera, extreme diarrhea, and then to hear stories of death. And life has been given an opportunity to bring these water filtration systems into the mountains so that when mothers bring water home to their children, they're no longer bringing water that's killing their child. They can create water that brings life to their child. I think you see the joy on their faces. It's going to bring so much joy to these homes that can provide clean water for their families. Again, we thank you so much for all the generous giving. It really is making a difference. God bless you.
I hope you will see the importance and the significance of your part in meeting the needs of these children, to drill the water wells, and let's fill that need. Let's give them fresh, clean water. No part is too small. Your part may be just the part that makes us able to begin drilling a well. So please join with us.
If we could only understand there are no small parts in the body of Christ, no insignificant members. It's when we move together, sharing the heart of God in supernatural unity, that people behold Him in all of His glory. And we do it one person at a time, one cup of water, so to speak, at a time, even though when we give them the well, it just keeps flowing. That's the way our love, God's love, is supposed to flow through us. So Betty and I say thank you. We're going to send you some gifts to encourage you, to build you up in the faith. But we want to thank you today for being a part of a miracle. God bless you. You are an answer to prayer.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.